The old farmhouse that sits about a dozen miles south of Cresco, Iowa, probably appears to be a lot like other homes built in the Depression era. The barn still stands, and a row of trees provides a windbreak. Take a closer look, and you'll learn that not just any farmer lived here. His work impacted the world, and it's our story on this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Tom Spindler shares the story of a farm boy who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
By the time that they came to live in this house, which was 1922, Norm was about 8 years old or so, and they had just bought the farm a year or two before that. It was 56 acres.
And it later grew to just over 100 acres in size. Tom is speaking of young Norman Borlaug from the family's home south of Cresco, Iowa. Next to the family home, you will today find the school Norm attended as a boy.
There was 13,000 one-room schoolhouses in the state of Iowa. Eighth grade was the usual ending point, at least for the boys, for sure. Girls would sometimes go on to high school, but boys, they were needed out on the farm.
Both Norman's father and grandfather had attended the very same school and ended their formal education without going to high school. The story would be different for Norman.
They saw in him that he had a spark. Charlotte, his younger sister, said that the family always felt, even when he was a teenage boy, that this guy had something in him that was something special.
The family drove Norman 14 miles into Cresco, where he would board for the week, then come home on the weekends to help on the family's farm. Norman's agriculture teacher and his wrestling coach encouraged him to go to college. His grandfather, Nels, helped make that happen.
As Norm decided to go to the University of Minnesota, as he gave him 11 silver dollars, and he said, Norm, boy, you take this, you can pay your tuition with it for the first quarter. And he says, feed your head now so you can feed your belly later.
Norman would go on to feed not only his belly, but teach the world to grow food for millions. More of the story of the farm kid who won the Nobel Peace Prize. Next time, as we travel the countryside near Cresco, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.